photos instead of taking cover.
Though the tracking program is always running, it's still better at after-the-fact analysis than it is at real-time warning. As it improves, first responders could conceivably target areas most in need of help based on the tweet content. And those in the way of the storm would get a few extra seconds to reach their storm cellars, which could save lives. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in West Lafayette, Indiana.
He's with WBAA, which operates under a license held by Purdue, though the newsroom operates independently. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson. Since 1985, Stewart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stewart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 509 and a half up a quarter. July, 514 and three quarters. It's unchanged. Soft May wheat, 493 down one and a half. July, 491 and a quarter up two. May corn, 377 and a quarter. Up down 2.5. July, 384, down 2.5. September, 391 and a quarter, down 2.75. December, $4 and a quarter, down 3. March, 410 and 3/4, down 2.25. May, 418 and a quarter, down 2. July of 16 is 424, down 2.25. May soybeans, 978 and 3/4 up 10. July, 981 up 9.5. September, 965 and 3/4 up 8. November, 960 and a half up 7.75. May soybean meal, 319.10 up 4.10. May soybean oil, 31.82 up 30. April live cattle, 156.02 and a half. They're down 177 and a half. The June is down 222 and a half, now 220. April feeders, 211.80 down 120. May, 205.90 down 262 and a half. May lean hog, 70.65 up 12 and a half. And the June is down 12 and a half at 76.15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin on the livestock side because it has been volatile today.
Well, on the livestock sector, we can see, commodity funds selling, looking at some discounts taking place in the beef sector here. We're basically needing to see some demand pick up through here, some export demand. But, feeder cattle come across the borders. We're not in the heart of the cookout season yet, so we're going to see some struggle take place. If you're interested in buying some ribeyes, I'd be patient here. I think you'll get a better buy here as we move down the road. Pork, though, has had a fairly good sell-off here. I'd be looking at pork lines, some butterflies here fairly quickly because it looks like the pork's had a good enough sell-off, and here we ought to find some support, Dave.
Yeah, I saw it as a featured item for a loin at 169. That seems like a pretty good price.
You might be able to do about 20 cents cheaper. I'd jump in about 140.
Yeah, I can hold off another few days and see what happens.
And let me know when you get it, though.
I will, and I'll let you know where to. Let's go ahead and look at the grain sector. What are you seeing there today?
Ah, Mick, more of the same thing we've been talking about for the last 6 months, or even almost a year on spread activity. Amongst the commodities, outright money managers, they manage risk by, doing some strategies here where you got some potential to gain, but kind of manage the risk. Same stories before. Headline news, I guess, looking at corn playing progress. It depends where you're at. If you haven't turned a wheel, you think it's probably going to be about 5-8%. But if you're in western Illinois where guys are just about done in a few spots, there's ideas that as a nation we could be about 12-15% complete on that. So we'll see what happens there. What's more important is the forecast from here on out. A year ago at this time, we were at 6% complete, and we had a record crop. So, we've got, a couple weeks to go, and the bulls and bears will continue to fight that out as we go down the road. Bean-wise, ideas that China's stimulus program will generate some additional buying interest. Also, too, last week there we saw confirmation the specs will hold a very, very large short position in beans, and the idea is that we could run into some weather later on in the growing season has generated some buying interest as they lighten up on that record spec short position of the bean complex.
Yeah, soybeans have quietly come up off its low to go to the midpoint of the trading range that we can see all the way back to the beginning of March at 960s.
Oh, yeah, you can go clear back to October. You take the October low and the December high, and corn and beans particularly. We've had some ups. We've had some downs. We really haven't ventured very far and stayed that way, either up or down.
I mean, you could almost make a case for a full year. And so the question then becomes, when you see this kind of activity over a long period of time, and we are talking a year, what then typically are the things that will break the market one way or another, and what are the likelihood that we might see any of that this summer?
Well, hopefully we'll have some direction. See, I've been around for a little while. In the mid-'80s, man, we stayed this way for several years. Mm-hmm. That was just torture. I mean, hopefully we'll be locked in this pattern. Hopefully there'll be something to give the market some direction. But the front and center thing is the most newsworthy item, that the most news item that gets people off center, it'd be weather, of course. That is the most exciting thing to talk about in corn and bean production is weather. So if we have a favorable forecast, and from here on out, we'll probably drift lower. If we run into some growing issues here, we'll probably try the upper end. But in order to have a significant rally, it's got to be a situation where everybody suffers some pain on production, because when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide, there's ample supplies right now.
What might we be able to chew ending stocks in by the end of the trading year, do you think?
Well, corn's going to hang in there. There's just a lot of corn out there to be moved yet. Just about everyone has some corn to sell, it seems like. But beans ending stocks could probably continue to grind a little bit lower here. There's some ideas that the bean ending stocks here in the U.S. could be in the low 300 million bushel level, but 300 million bushels is still ample supplies, and that's not going to get the bull too excited to the upside unless we can slash a lot more of that out of there, well below that.
Do you think that it's possible that we are overstating that supply?
Oh, there's always adjustments. It doesn't really matter. I think that, I guess it does matter if you're counting pennies. But, as a whole and through here, there's ideas that, underestimate yield and supply and so forth. We'll see. As we move into the next stocks report, the June stocks report, that gives us a little bit more of an idea of where we are with actual numbers to work with.
So weather, and I guess the question is, how much weather premium or lack thereof are in these sideways numbers right now?
Well, that's a good question. If we would turn, adverse, we could run this corn D's futures up to the 450 level. Beans, if we want to put some weather premium into it, we could run on up to this 1045 level on new crop November beans. But, it's going to take some confirmation. We've got some issues somewhere to get that to happen. Like you said, it's just going to have to be weather-driven.
What else before we let you go today?
Well, it's, one of these markets here where we'll continue to get some news about every 6 hours, whether it's planning progress or the update in the weather models. The thing is we got till about the middle of May here to get the corn in. In the upper Midwest, that seems to be on track, but that southern part of the growing region is still going to continue to be a struggle. Here at 10 o'clock, we'll have the shipments. They're expecting for wheat shipments to be 10 to 16 million bushels, corn shipments 29 to 32 million bushels, and the bean shipments 9 to 13 million bushels. Mm-hmm. The significance of that report is to make sure we ship out what we sold.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Okay, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter wheat, the May, 508 and three quarters, down a half. Soft May, 494 and a quarter, down a quarter. May corn, 378 and a quarter, down one and a half. July, 384 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. December, 401 and a quarter, down two. May beans, 978 and three quarters, up 10. And November, 960 and a quarter, up seven and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.